This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, the 13th of June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The day in Israel is comfortably warm with sunny skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa enjoys a similar sunny disposition, while Eilat sees a slight breeze under clear conditions. As the sun sets, a warm night is expected across the country. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports from earlier today that tensions persist as the U.S.-Iran agreement nears. Despite ongoing negotiations, drones targeted Israel and Hormuz shipping, leading to sirens in northern Israel. Also, according to Walla, in the past hour, discussions over half a ton of uranium could determine the fate of the agreement with Iran. Washington aims to remove enriched uranium, but Tehran insists it must remain. Also this hour, JNS reveals that the Mossad reportedly supplied Kurdish opposition groups with arms. This action aims to pressure the Iranian regime by destabilizing its central government. Separately, Axios details from earlier reporting that Iran has fired missiles at Israel for the first time since the recent ceasefire. This escalation threatens to unravel negotiations and could reignite conflict. And finally, from the Australian Jewish News, in earlier reporting, the Melbourne Holocaust Museum highlights the toll of daily anti-Semitic abuse on its staff and operations. Reaction has been swift on social media. Mark Dubowitz, a policy analyst, posted just minutes ago discussing how Hamas's rule persists due to various external supports, overshadowing concern for Gazans. Dan Linnaeus, writing on X just now, criticizes endorsements of a terror group, emphasizing the destructive agenda outlined in its founding charter. From X, the latest. Middle East 24 reports that Lebanese Foreign Minister Youssef Regi stated earlier today that while Hezbollah faces strategic and military defeat, it still controls Lebanon's infrastructure. Let's go deeper, starting with the U.S.-Iran tensions. Ynet highlights ongoing hostilities despite nearing an agreement. The interception of drones over Israel and Hormuz indicates persistent regional threats. This situation complicates diplomatic efforts and raises security concerns for civilians. Turning to Iran's uranium discussions, Walla reports potential sticking points in negotiations. The U.S. seeks to remove Iran's enriched uranium to lower tensions, while Tehran's insistence on retaining it adds complexity. The outcome could impact regional nuclear stability. Meanwhile, the Mossad's reported actions in support of Kurdish groups, as JNS outlines, aim to weaken Iran's central government. By empowering opposition, Israel seeks to exert leverage over Iran. This move underscores the geopolitical chessboard in the Middle East. In financial news, first, Unet Business reports that Kaltura launched a digital avatar for Pride Month. This AI initiative promotes inclusion by challenging workplace biases. Separately, Walla Business reveals that Elbit is advancing towards a new deal with Germany. The agreement involves producing the Skystriker loitering munition, enhancing Israel's defense exports. And finally, CTEC discusses SpaceX's IPO, highlighting record valuations and expectations. The company's financial swings reflect its ambitious AI and space goals, impacting global market dynamics. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 5 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.